Lola Erotica. Thanks for the wonderful feedback. Of course, I invite your comments, as I find it hot hearing from you all. So back in college, I had this huge crush on Kim. She was a runner with this terrific toned body. Her stomach was flat with these great abs that she'd show off in crop tops when the weather was warm. Her skin was smooth and pale with this softness begging to be touched. Her ass and her chest maintained the gravity-defying curves of a college athlete. And she had the dirty mind of a teenage boy. We always talked about sex, masturbating, and cum. And I was her best friend. Which meant all that talk never went anywhere. But as soon as she left, I always had my cock out, stroking it as I thought of her. Once I got close. We were at a party where we got drunk and spent the evening making out. How my hands felt running across her body, over her tits, down to her ass. How her tongue invaded my mouth. How she grabbed at my head and ran her fingers across my cheek will forever be ingrained in my mind as one of the top three most amazing makeout sessions I have ever had. Continued our entire walk home, and I'll always remember how we grabbed at each other in the middle of a main intersection, pulling each other close and passionately kissing as cars sped by on either side of us. But when we got back to her dorm, my conscience hit me. We were drunk, and she had a boyfriend back home that she adored. So I said goodnight with one last kiss and walked on back to my own dorm, where I quickly got myself off. So, it was spring break, and Kim called to say she was coming over. She wanted to get a drunk on, and hated the thought of going to the bar, since they were largely dead with everyone gone for break, and I was to be her drinking companion for the night. There I had it. Since it was to be a casual evening, I jumped in the shower to clean up. I shaved everything. I mean, who knew? Maybe? I knew the answer, but the fantasy in my head would never let up. I threw on some basketball shorts, skipping underwear, and a t-shirt, and pulled out a couple of different bottles of booze and some mixers. When Kim got there, she brought a friend. Great. Meet Michael. He lived in Kim's building and was in the same boat. Empty dorms, nothing to do. She told him he was joining the two of us. That was really how she was, and frankly, now we've met. It's one of the reasons I adored Kim. She'd was always inclusive. Damn, I was glad I got myself off in the shower. Michael was cute, not in an intimidating way. He had this dark, wavy hair. He was in shape. He had a warm and inviting smile, and his handshake showed he wasn't someone trying to one-up a guy or play the my dick is bigger game when a gorgeous girl was in the room. He was genuinely nice from the get-go. We were all nerds, so we talked Star Trek and games and books and whatever else came to mind as the vodka flowed. Michael brought a bottle of Jameson, so there was a round of shots in there, too. Kimmy started turning the conversation to sex. God, I love that about her. We talked about encounters and exes and naughty things we'd done and naughty places where we'd done them. Michael and I were on the couch since Kim had grabbed my comfy chair and thrown a blanket over herself. Really, that was too bad, as I would have loved to have seen those legs about now. With the vodka and the conversation, I was kind of relieved when Michael grabbed another blanket to throw it over his legs. I pulled the rest over myself so I could conveniently cover my own hard-on that was growing. As we talked to partners and encounters, at some point Michael shared that he was bisexual. I was thrown back as I was so close to him. Well, sharing a blanket and sitting on a couch with him. Kim's eyes widened, and I swear she licked her lips as someone about to devour their favorite meal. She started asking him all kinds of questions. Which did he like better? Neither. When was he with a man last? Way too long ago. Was he a top or a bottom? Switch. How many cocks had he sucked enough to know he was good at it? Was I his type? That one had me choke on my drink. I mean, I had made some gay friends in school, and I'd been hit on and fun, but this was different. Michael looked at me and smiled, but shared I was probably feeling awkward enough. Still, I held that glance a bit longer than I realized. And I think Michael knew it. At some point, porn came on my TV. Single guy, living alone, it's what was always in the player. We talked, and they analyzed my tastes. I mean, let's face it, it was in the machine, and it was one of my favorites. Being under the same blanket, I'd noticed that Michael was discreetly rubbing his cock. I had no idea if he pulled it out of his shorts, but still, God, how bold. Kim's eyes were glued to the TV, so were Michael's. Maybe because I knew this porn like the palm of my hand, I found myself continually looking down at Michael's lap. My own hand drifted to my own cock. I started thinking how I'd love to take it out of my shorts about now. And it was then I felt Michael's fingers. They only barely brushed the outside of my thigh. One of those moves so innocent could easily have been nothing more than an accident. Only the barest of the tips were outside of my basketball shorts. I was staring straight ahead, trying to figure out what to do. There was no skin-on-skin touching. But without turning my head away from the screen, without consciously thinking about it, I spread my legs just a bit wider, pressing my leg into his fingertips. I was shocked at my own move, but like the opening of a chess game, I was putting my pawn out there to see what he'd do next. His fingers just kind of slithered up to the top of my leg. Gently, they caressed me through the satiny fabric of the shorts, just a little up and down. I continued to stare straight ahead. I swear I was holding my breath. Then, with his fingers, he started bunching up the fabric, pulling it upward from my knee. When his touch hit my skin, it was electric. I know a small gasp escaped my mouth, but so slight and so subtle, I think only Michael could have caught it. And he knew that was my permission not to stop. And he massaged my leg, my thigh. Oh, he worked his way to my inner thigh. I found myself spreading further to give him access. I was so hard. He wasn't touching my cock. Why wasn't he touching my cock? Sloth-like, nearly imperceptibly, Michael positioned himself on the couch to be closer to me. His hand had better access, and I felt his fingernails begin to gently bite into the inside of my thigh. And it was with his movement that his leg was now resting against my own fingertips, lying on the couch under the blanket. I swear I wasn't in control of my own actions. My hands just moved up and inside of his own thigh, kneading his skin, mimicking each caress Michael made on me. I could feel his eyes on me. And with that, I finally turned my neck and made eye contact as I touched him, not turning away. And I felt his hand move up the leg of my shorts, and his hand surround my cock. It felt so good to be touched. It's been so long since I felt someone else's hand on me. gently squeezed the shaft and then moved his hand up and down into a stroking motion, squeezing again here and there. Oh, fuck. Felt amazing. I was just enthralled with the hypnotic rhythm of his hand. I had to do the same. One-handed, I started to fumble with the front of his pants. I needed to feel his cock. I wanted it in my hand. I wanted to touch him. It was so hard through the fabric. It only took a moment for Michael to realize what I wanted and used his free hand to help. And there I was, wrapping my hand around a stranger's cock. Some other cock. For the very first time. The feeling of a cock in my hand was so erotic, I could feel it pulse. I could tell we were about the same size. It just felt so massive. It felt amazing. It throbbed. Michael's grasp on my own cock had me so turned on. He kept making this eye contact, and I knew he was enjoying my move. Way he made me feel, I only wanted to give him more pleasure. I needed to give him more pleasure. Fuck, slide it up and down. So good in my hand, his hand in mine, my cock in his. Both of us breathing faster. And at that moment, I heard a small gasp and moan from Kim. Fuck. I honestly forgot she was there. Mike and I looked at her for what felt like the first time, and we know we were caught playing. And we realized that her hand was in her pussy under her own blanket, and she was simply staring at us, all of us ignoring whatever scene was on TV. Fuck, I will always remember that breathy voice as she played with herself. Boys, she said, fuck, you have me so hot, I have to see. If you ditch your blanket, I'll ditch mine. Without a word, Michael threw our blanket off, letting Kim see both of us, our hands stroking our hard cocks. Neither of us missing a beat. Neither of us ashamed. Fuck, we were so hot, and it felt so good. Staring at her, she kicked off her own blanket. We had a view of her smoothie-shaped pussy, her fingers deftly manipulating her clit. She pulled at her shirt, slipping it over her chest with her other hand caressing a perfect breast, pulling at her small pink nipple, making it so hard. She was so wet. The smell of sex just starting to fill the room. We were all so turned on. Fuck, I wanted to give her the best show, and I wanted to make Michael come. This was the hottest situation I have ever even imagined. I felt the pre-cum at the tip of Michael's cock, and I continued to stroke and just let it lubricate in my hand. I was touching another man's cum. Michael shifted his position. He turned more toward me so he could reach me with both hands. He slid his hand up and down and cupped my balls. His mouth was close to my neck and he began to whisper how he wanted to make me come. He asked if I wanted more. I begged, please, fuck. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Please don't stop. I feel myself closer and closer. Fuck. Closer, please, don't stop. He kissed my neck as both of his hands were on me. I was stroking at him. I turned my head to him, he put his lips on mine, and I tasted his tongue in my mouth. God, Kim began to wail and moan. She made it clear that her first orgasm hit as she watched us. My hand went up and down the length of Michael's shaft, squeezing as I made out with him, feeling pulse and pump and moaned in my mouth as he started to come over my fist, and I couldn't contain myself anymore.
Fuck. Yes. Stroke me. Stroke touch. Oh, fuck. It's coming. Oh, God. Yes, coming into me. It's Michael stroked me. It was so off. Fuck, so intense. So erotic. So fucking hot. Oh, feel the sweat run down my face. Oh, God, yes. Fuck. With that, Michael broke from my face. He brought his hand to his lips and take my creamy cum in his mouth. He smiled at me as he tasted me. Oh, fuck. And as he filled his mouth with my cum, he leaned in and kissed me one more time so I could taste it on his lips. Cum in my mouth. Tongue touching mine. God, I will never forget it was with that. Kim got up from her chair and pulled off what remained of her clothes. Come on, she said. We're not done. We're headed to the bedroom.